Is our first guest this morning, State Senator George Logan. Good morning, George.
Good morning. Good morning, George.
Good morning. How's it going, Brad?
Well, I think it's going very, very well.
Boy, you're a hard guy to track down.
Oh, why do you say that?
We tried to get you a couple of times, and
you're popular.
It just never panned out. Was it last week and the week before? And
yeah, you've got to see my schedule. Even now, as we speak, I'm in the parking lot in Cromwell, about to hear Governor Ned Lamont, the Middlesex County Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah,
they're hosting Governor Ned Lamont to give the state of Connecticut talk. So that should be interesting.
Yeah. Is it a Q&A session, too, or is he going to open up to the public or no?
No, probably not. It's for the members of the Chamber of Commerce. I'm imagining he's going to give a speech. There may be some question and answer, probably not much.
Yeah.
But certainly we'll be very interested to hear what he has to say, especially considering the fact that, you know, we're looking at going into a special session next week, and he still has his transportation plan, and you know, he still has the state bonding package issue to work out. So I'm certainly very interested to hear what he's got to say.
Now, the bonding package, as well as the wages for waiters and waitresses and the hospital bill, that's all going to be next Wednesday's special session, correct?
Not the transportation.
I didn't say transportation. It's the hospital bill. It's the the wages bill.
That's right.
For waiters and waitresses. And it's the bonding bill, right?
I don't believe the bonding package is coming up next week.
But
that could change. But I believe it's just the restaurant and the hospital items are going to be covered next week.
Well, interestingly, I mean, both of those, in fact, even if you wanted to throw tolls into that conversation, they all have to do with commerce. So I find it fascinating that he's meeting with the Chamber of Commerce there in Cromwell. In fact, he should have a Q&A session, even if it's just for the chamber members.
Yeah, I would agree, absolutely. So I'm definitely interested in hearing what do you have to say today? You know, when you look at the bonding package, right now he and his administration are basically holding the state bonding package kind of hostage, you know, to his tolling plan, you know, kind of trying to utilize the state bonding package as leverage. And why is that important? Well, the state bonding package, really, a lot of it has to do with a lot of the money that go to municipalities.
That's right.
A lot of money that municipalities are counting on for, especially during the winter.
Salting the streets.
Taking care of their roads.
That's right.
Yeah,
plowing and salting the streets. So that sounds like a little bit of quid pro quo.
I don't know if I'd give it an exact direct comparison, but it certainly has that feel to it, right?
Certainly to me.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question too about changes, if I can.
Sure.
I've got you this morning. What do you think about Washington, D.C.? There seem to be a few changes down there. And it looks like Trump is coming on strong.
Yeah, well, you know, my focus is Connecticut and Hartford. And I know that last night, for example, there was supposed to be a big a vote in the House on the impeachment, which I don't believe happened.
No.
But I didn't get all the updated information on that. But, you know, it's part of the process, and there's some legislators down there in Washington that think they've got something. It hasn't been, panning out. My take on it is that, you know, we have an election coming up next year, presidential election, and, you know, the voters and the people will be able to decide whether they think, the president's doing a good job or not. So we'll see. I mean, I'll be surprised if this goes anywhere. I mean, there's certainly the issue of the impeachment in the House, but then when it gets to the Senate, controlled by Republicans. I don't know. I don't see how that's going to go anywhere, but we'll see. You know, it's part of the process.
Even Nancy Pelosi is kind of losing a little pizzazz or charge. You know, I think she's even backing down a little bit from wanting to do it. Hey, we'll find out. I mean, things will develop. So I understand that you had some, event on Tuesday, December 3rd at the Ansonia Public Library, right?
Yeah. I have one of my, I call them coffee hours, but they're just, you know, time for the public to come out and meet with their, their state senator and bring up whatever they have on their mind. I try to make myself accessible, you know, to my, constituents, my friends, people in the community. And sometimes you do that by going to events, and some you do that, you know, by making yourself available for calls and that sort of thing. But people want to meet with you one-on-one, and sometimes meeting in these small groups are actually very, very helpful. I get so much information in terms of what is on people's minds, you know, right then and there, current, up to date. So I love doing those type of coffee hours.
So did I. Yeah, I did too. And that's you hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly what it is. You have a more intimate experience with your constituents, for, or at least those who attend, and you're able to find out what's on their mind. So let me ask you then, what did you learn? What were you able to take away from that meeting or that coffee hour session that you had? And in other words, what is on your constituents' minds?
Yeah, I just had one earlier this week in Bethany, same kind of thing. And it's affordability I hear a lot. You know, taxes are just stifling folks here. And when they hear things about, like, adding more tolls, you know, to the roads, that also is weighing heavy on people's minds. No one seems to believe that this latest plan from the governor's administration to just toll trucks, one, is going to pan out, or that, two, in the long run, it would only just be, you know, trucks. Folks know that it's just a way to, you know, get
a
wedge in their wallet and get some kind of toll gantries up so that they can then in the future come up with the excuse to expand them and to make sure that folks that are even just driving to and from work, commuters, passenger cars, will end up paying tolls as well.
Yeah, you know, and I'm at a point, though, where I don't even think that they're going to add cars. I know that they would add cars. I just know that the train of thought. I know that they're leaving a lot of money on the table when they have these shortfalls, these revenue shortfalls of just tolling trucks. And they're going to feel, well, you know what? You know, creating, installing, and implementing these tolling gantries is just not cost effective unless you do include automobiles. And it would only be a matter of time. I say up a year to two, but I think it's closer to 1 year.
I definitely agree. It's absolutely a money grab. We're a small state. So in order to get the type of revenue that the governor's administration is looking at, we basically have to toll all of our major roads. Anything short of that is pointless in terms of what their goal is. Now, my argument is that we don't need to be tolled at all. One, if you're talking about just trucks, we already have a mechanism in place for taxing trucking companies that are using our roads. So if you want to tax them more, which I'm not advocating for that either, but if you do, the governor's administration already has a mechanism for doing that. So you don't need tolls to do that. So that argument falls completely flat. It's absolutely get those toll gantries in one way or another, and then we'll figure out what the next step is going to be to make sure that everybody's paying that extra tax for getting to work, for using those, you know, using roads and bridges, for the services. Remember, it's not just commuters going to and from work. It's all of those companies that are using the roads for your plumbers, your electricians, getting groceries to your stores, getting those pharmaceuticals to the, you know, to the drugstores. All of those expenses are going to cost more.
That's right.
It's going to hit the working person, the working family, those people, the very same people that the governor's administration and the Connecticut Democrat leadership are supposedly trying to help. All of these bad policies are hurting the working person, the working family here in Connecticut.
Yeah, I couldn't agree
That's
with you more.
Sure.
It has a trickle-down effect. You know, it really does. And it's going to get passed along to you and I, the consumer. Let's face it, you and I both know there are a lot of people that are living on fixed incomes, and particularly our vulnerable population, and they're going to have to make some tough decisions. That's really who it affects. We had a caller not long ago who asked if the tolls can go to a constituency statewide referendum. Could that happen, and how could that happen?
Well, here's the issue. Part of the argument is, and part of the delay in the tolls and transportation plan coming up in December, is that people are arguing, how are you going to bring it up in a special session in December, Governor, without having a public hearing,
yeah.
You know, public hearings, either at the Capitol or throughout the state, where people can voice their opinion on tolls. So there isn't enough time to do this. The governor knows there's almost no way he can possibly get folks to buy into it without doing that. So, you know, they've tried shoving it down our throat. The people have been pushing back on it. And I agree, perhaps not a referendum, but at least we need to have numerous public hearings throughout the state on whatever that toll plan, whatever that transportation plan that the governor's pushing. Remember, the governor had a transportation plan a month or two back that included something like 14 toll gantries and included passenger cars and trucks, mm-hmm. and he didn't get the backing for that. So now he's backed off of that. So now he's got this new plan that somehow is going to come up with the same amount of money, only tolling trucking companies. And obviously, the people are going to want to hear more about that plan. We want to hear more of the details, which are not available yet. and folks are going to want to have their say on that plan, and that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, well,
go ahead, Brad.
You know, I think, and I've been following this closely, very closely, I think the people finally have made the decision, and I think that they have shaken up those that have been elected.
But the problem is, Brad, is that unfortunately, the people are not the ones that hold that vote in the chamber. You know, they'll hold their vote next November.
I'm saying to get it out.
Yeah, well, and that's credit to the No Toll CT movement. Whatever happened to, we're talking about your town hall and your coffee hours. Whatever happened to the town hall that the Governor Ned Lamont said he was going to do? Remember, he said he was taking it to the streets. He was going to do all these town halls across the entire state of Connecticut to discuss tolls. And I know he did three or four of them, but that's a far cry from the amount that he said he was going to do far and wide throughout our state.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, well, I think what he's seeing is that his administration, for example, he's been sending out there, whether it's Lieutenant Governor Bisewick or even Kevin Lemboa, went down to Greenwich, I recall, about a week or two back, and they all have been, in my opinion, it's a surprise, but that shock at the pushback that they've been getting on their policy for the transportation plan, for tolling. And so the governor is seeing that his folks are getting the pushback. So he already sees where the tide's at. And he's not going to, you know, why would the governor of the state of Connecticut want to put himself out publicly for a very, very unpopular plan, right, that people do not want and are not buying? I could see his point of trying to push, you know, pull him back a little bit. But
well, that should tell him something then.
Yes, I agree. So act on that. I don't know what the obsession is with tolls. What we need in Connecticut is a transportation plan. We need to fund that plan, and we don't need tolls to do it. We need to get off of this idea that we need tolls in order to fix our roads and bridges. Yeah. We need governance, good governance. We need folks to dedicate and utilize the already millions upon millions of dollars that we are already paying in terms of taxes, gas tax, registration fees.
That's right.
Tax. They're supposed to be used towards transportation that the governor's administration and the Malloy administration have used for other things.
That's right.
Into the general fund.
So, and you know what we've got to do?
That we've been collecting for transportation on other things, and now you're saying we don't have any money to fix our roads and bridges, so we need to tax you more. The problem with that is you put in those toll gantries, you tax folks at a certain rate, and those toll rates only go up. They never go down. They never go away. Governor Malloy was trying to push that these toll gantries are going to be temporary. So then we asked, well, how long is temporary? When you do the calculation, between 37 and 57 years was the temporary, just based on the current transportation plan that he came out with 2 months ago. And you know that once those toll gantries are up, it's going to be very easy for politicians, future legislators, to come up with excuses as to why they need to be extended more, why the rates need to go up, why we need even more toll gantries. Hey, guess what? We don't have them on the Merritt Parkway. We don't have them on the Wilbur Cross Parkway. Let's throw them on there. That is what the risk is. No one trusts government
to
be able to do what they say they're
going
to do.
That's right.
Because history has shown, particularly with the Democrat leadership here in Connecticut, history has shown that you cannot rely on what the Democrat leadership tells you they're going to do, whether it's currently now or in the future, because whether it's the income tax, whether it's casinos, they have done an absolute 180 on what they were supposed to be doing with the funding from all of those different types of policies.
I only have about 30 seconds. Let me just put it this way. I'll cap this off by saying, if this was so important, then why would you start to sweep the money that was already allocated for it and sweep it into the general fund to be reappropriated in other areas? If it was that important, if transportation was that important, why would you sweep the funds designated for transportation into the general fund to be reallocated? That, and let me tell you something, I find it very ironic. You talk about the governor putting himself out there that he's going to be at a chamber meeting in Cromwell in a little while. It's commerce itself. It's the business owners themselves who is going to be affected by all of this. They should have a Q&A session, and those business owners should be grilling the governor as far as this toll thing. Hey, listen, we got to let you go, Senator. We're up against a break. I thank you so much for your time. I'm very happy that we were able to get you on.
You're the best.
No, pleasure's all mine. Thank you for the opportunity. And everybody have a safe time out there on the road and have a great day and a great weekend.
And Merry Christmas to you. Okay.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And have a happy Hanukkah as well.
24 minutes after the hour is